This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Sure doesn't feel like a war that's winding down.
There is no one who embodies the qualities I mentioned more than the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. And this weekend, we lost 30 of them when their helicopter crashed during a mission in Afghanistan.
The president mourning the loss of 30 soldiers in a helicopter crash, 66 American troops killed in Afghanistan in August, the deadliest month since this long, long war began. Paying a high price for progress in Kabul. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 31st. John Hockenberry is out all this week. And at the top of the news this morning, still people trying to recover from Hurricane Irene. From North Carolina all the way up to Maine, around 3 million people still without power because of Irene. Some of the worst damage is in North Carolina, Vermont, and New Jersey. In North Carolina, Governor Bev Perdue estimates that about 1,100 homes have been severely damaged. Federal officials are still surveying the damage to the state's farmlands. And in Vermont, National Guard helicopters are dropping food and water to a dozen towns that have been cut off by floodwaters. In New Jersey, a flood warning still in effect for the Pompton and Passaic Rivers. Lincoln Park, New Jersey homeowner Jennifer Becker is one unlucky victim.
Every piece of my furniture is ruined. Went on my first floor and went up into that second area. I lost everything.
Despite FEMA running low on funds, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano promised that victims from the storm will get compensation.
All claims by survivors of disasters for individual assistance will be paid.
The death toll from the storm has now reached 44 people in 13 states. In Libya, Gaddafi loyalists in the city of Sirte have reportedly rejected an ultimatum from rebel fighters. The rebels were demanding surrender by Saturday. Meanwhile, the UN has approved the release of $1.5 billion of Libyan funds. They were frozen in UK banks since March. At least 25 top U.S. companies paid more to their CEOs than they paid in taxes in 2010. Those companies include household names like Verizon, Boeing, and eBay. President Obama will be joined by leaders from the Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO when he urges Congress to extend funding for highways and mass transit projects today. The president says the legislation protects 1 million jobs and strengthens the nation's infrastructure. Arizona's top prosecutor and the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is leaving his job over the controversial operation Fast and Furious. The government lost track of more than 1,000 weapons. They were sold to criminal middlemen in that failed program. And Exxon has reached an agreement with a Russian oil company to explore for oil in the Russian area of the Arctic Ocean. It's been opened for drilling. Total investments for the two companies into the project could reach $500 billion. And Bank of America is expected to announce that it's selling off a branch of its mortgage business. Asian markets and European indices are up. Gold is down. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,559, the S&P at 1,212, and the NASDAQ will open at 2,237. Coming up later this morning, we're going to take a look at a new survey from the Pew Research Center that compares Muslim Americans with the rest of the population. And the takeaway from that survey seems to be that as a group, Muslim Americans are more happy and positive about the United States and the state of the nation than the rest of the country. We're going to talk about why that may be with two of our friends, the two Muslim Americans who've been road tripping for 30 mosques in 30 days for Ramadan. Ramadan just ended with the celebration of Eid, so they're on their way home, and they'll stop off with us later this hour. But you can get the conversation started for us. No matter what your religion may be, how does your own faith affect your happiness? And does it connect you with your community or your country? Does it help you be charitable to others? Or maybe religious disagreements have actually affected relationships with your family, as is so often the case. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us about your own faith and how it affects your outlook. First, though, we're going to get an update from Afghanistan. Americans fighting there have had the deadliest month ever since the war began a decade ago. Does that affect whether or not Americans will pull out of that country on time? We're going to talk in a few minutes.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.